Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suite. GP First Day is a public education campaign which was launched by Changi General Hospital on the 23rd of July this year. It aims to reduce the number of non-emergency self-referrals at the hospital's A&E terminal by encouraging the public to visit their general practitioners or GPs. First, for conditions that may be mild in nature and do not call for the urgency that would be otherwise provided by accident victims, for instance. The pilot project runs GP First in 2014 was successful with a 10.5% reduction in non-emergency self-referrals. But recent data from Changi General Hospital's Accident and Emergency Department showed that in 2017, more than 45% of A&E non-emergency cases were patients between 20 to 45 years old who had visited for conditions that could have been managed by GPs in the primary care setting. Indeed, there still appears to be a need for further engagement with the public in order to increase awareness of the types of medical conditions that can really just be treated by GPs. To that end, Money FM 89.3 welcomes Dr. Stephen Lim, head of Changi General Hospital A&E, to tell us everything we need to know about GP First, the campaign's latest developments, and since its launch, and his thoughts on future, where the public will cease to approach the A&E terminal for medical conditions that are not particularly urgent. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
It is absolutely my pleasure. So do you think there ever will be a time when it will be zero patients coming in if it's non-emergency?
I think, to be honest, it will be difficult, but we hope to get there. And
all right.
I think the important thing is to get the message out that the A&E is for emergency type cases. And if patients could go to their GPs first, mm-hmm. then perhaps the staff in A&E can have more focus on the sicker patients and devote more time and resources to take care of those with heart attacks or strokes, for example.
A lot of real emergency, real accident situations, time is of the essence. You know,
yes.
Seconds and minutes makes the difference between saving a life and losing one,
absolutely.
Right? So is that part of how you're going to educate the public on, this is a GP case, you can go to the GP, it is not an emergency case. Is that time factor something that is in your messaging?
So it is a challenging message to serve,
sure.
Because very often some of the patients feel that their conditions are more serious mm-hmm. than they actually are.
Sure.
So I think GPs are actually well capable of handling acute conditions,
mm-hmm.
Those with kind of like mild or moderate symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think patients who think they have such conditions, for example, like an ankle sprain or maybe a rash like hives, they could easily go to the GP. And I think the GP is well capable to sort it out, make a diagnosis and give good advice.
Okay. So with GP First, what has been the response so far?
Well, we did a survey and I think the response has generally been very positive.
Mm-hmm.
Most users of the GP First program felt that they would recommend a friend to use it, and they rated it highly, like maybe very good or excellent in a pointed scale. So I think the feedback has generally been good.
Mm-hmm.
At this moment, the program is much limited to the eastern side of Singapore,
sure.
only because it is an initiative that was started by Changi General.
Okay.
And the partnering GPs are from the region in the eastern side.
Mm-hmm.
And these participating clinics would then receive patients and take care of them first. And if they think that they do need to go to the A&E, then they will pull out a referral form,
mm-hmm.
fill it up, send the patient on the same day to the A&E. And these patients will get some priority, number one. Number two, they get some offset of the A&E consultation bill because we acknowledge that they had spent some money with the GPs. So I think this in a nutshell, is what the program is about.
Sure.
Hoping that we could encourage people to go to the right place to seek care.
Okay, now you saw 45% of non-emergency cases were patients between 20 and 45 years old. That is actually an age group that would be consulting Dr. Google quite a bit.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So you think that we would be part of this age group that wouldn't jump to the A&E so quickly?
Yeah, so, well, we are surprised to see this result as well,
mm-hmm.
but I think there is opportunity to share the message with this younger group of people through perhaps the internet. And therefore, I think the campaign that we are trying to reach out to the public is through the social media. So we have started to use GP First Facebook, mm-hmm. Where you know we have information for these younger individuals to go and look at some videos, interesting videos or scenarios, and they can do some polling and interactive questioning.
Sure.
So that you know they can get more information from us.
There are many people who genuinely not know the difference between what is an A&E medical problem and what is a GP problem or a problem that a GP could address. So how do you then educate them with that?
Yeah, I think it is a challenging and difficult question because there are many disease conditions. Mm-hmm. But people would generally recognize an emergency, for example, if it is a major trauma from a road traffic accident, if there were some deep cuts or amputation, some bleeding that cannot be stopped,
sure.
Seizures, for example, or symptoms of stroke, like a weakness of an arm or a leg or a crooked face and difficulty talking. Or heart attack, you know, mm-hmm. chest pains that persist. I think in those situations, we definitely would say, if you think it is serious, you recognize it as an emergency, call the ambulance if you need to, get yourself to hospital. In fact, sometimes if you take your own transport, things can happen along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So do consider going to the A&E. But there are also situations which are perhaps minor or mild symptoms, like diarrhea or cough and colds, perhaps scalding
mm-hmm.
Of a small area of the skin, sprains and strains of the back or sprains of the ankle,
which
for
hurt a lot.
It does hurt
really
a lot.
Really aren't emergencies, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So, so some cases, it may be difficult indeed to identify fractures behind the injury.
Right.
But given if the swelling is not significant and the person could walk,
you have mobility.
Yes, have mobility. And I think in those cases, then perhaps the GP can look at it and do something about that first.
Okay, one of the things that is very common, and it is feedback that we've gotten when we researched this, was after hours. GPs do close in the early evening. What about after hours when you're feeling very unwell and you need to go somewhere? And the only places that are available at that time, say at 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night,
yes.
really is the A&E.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're unwell at night and you need to see a doctor, then I think the A&E is the beacon of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And you could certainly go to the A&E. At the same time, there would be some 24 hours clinic nearby. And I think it would be good for the public to know where is the nearest 24-hour open clinic. Perhaps they could keep a number and they could dial in and see if they are open.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would help the A&E immensely. Because at night also tends to be a relatively busy hour.
Sure.
Because of accidents and other things.
All right. Now, the GP First program, do you think this is something, this whole program that you said it started in the East, do you think that we can go island-wide with it?
I think there is a chance of that. So perhaps the Ministry of Health can look at that issue.
Mm-hmm.
At this moment, we are still studying the benefits of the program. And I think the first things first is to get the message out to the people in the East to make sure that the awareness is raised. Because as we studied it was only about 10% of the public was aware of the GP First program when we surveyed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so awareness is something that we still need to create.
Yes.
Now, the GP First is a public education campaign. You had a pilot project and now you launched it on the 23rd of July this year. Your aim is to reduce the number of non-emergency self-referrals at hospitals A&E. That is correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. So that is what you're aiming. Do you have a timeline?
No, I don't think we have a timeline. I think the program would probably carry on.
Okay.
And we hope to spend more time sending the message out and perhaps clarify the different types of conditions through our social media, through the Facebook, for
example. Social media
as well as the internet
webpage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the digital world becomes a very important. Dr. Google.
Yes,
strikes
absolutely.
Again. Now, PR Google has to jump in and help Dr. Google here. You know, I actually think this is very important because I am asthmatic and my children are asthmatic. And one of the things that has happened in my life is when one of my children were very young and they were having a huge asthma attack, that the Ventolin and the puffers couldn't help them. You know, there were still problems breathing. He was turning blue. And I get to the A&E and it's a here, take a number. And there are 3-4 people in front. And they're, you know, they're sneezy and coughy and clearly not A&E. So until somebody more senior jumped in and did the triage and put my son at the top of that line, I was really concerned for my son's actual survival. Yeah. And so A&E and being able to go to an A&E with a time factor is a real concern for a lot of people.
Yes, I thank you very much for sharing that personal story. And it is very important to triage all the patients very carefully and accurately for that matter. So the challenge is the large numbers of people who comes to A&E.
Right.
So in Changi, we see 400 patients a day coming to A&E, and we have to filter them out and give them the proper prioritization. So I think this will really help us if the non-emergency, the mild conditions could consider going to their GPs first.
How do you communicate to somebody that you're moving someone else above the line? You know, going back to my personal experience, one of the things that I realized was coming out of the clinic with my child, those other sneezy coffee patients were not very happy with me because they thought I jumped queue. So I think there is also a messaging disconnect about the whole process of triaging.
Yes. And so the triage assignments is not transparent to everyone who is in the waiting area. But people would generally know that perhaps somebody looks breathless or is feeling faint and be kind enough to allow the prioritization to happen. Yes, and I think the nurses they do an excellent job to eyeball and to make sure that waiting patients are properly triaged. Mm-hmm. And prioritize.
Oh, I have nothing but respect for nurses since my mother was one for 35 years. But yes, I do agree with you. A lot of it is that they are your first line of defense, your nurses. Tell us more about the digital multimedia outreach components that you have with GP First before I let you go.
Okay, so the link to our internet webpage is www.gpfirst.sg.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Facebook, I guess if you search GP First, you'll be able to find our Facebook page as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Stephen Lim, for coming in and talking to us about GP First. It is a great initiative, I think, and I wish you all the best with it. Dr. Stephen Lim is the head of Changi General Hospital, A&E. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.